Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up!
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the show. It's a bonus podcast today. I hope you're having the most amazing day ever. Hey, you ever heard that saying, may the wind always be at your back? I think it's an old Irish proverb, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, but I think that's what it is. The wind may be at your back many, many times throughout your life, but sometimes, yes, even for moi, sometimes the wind is going to be right in your grill and you still need to walk, run, plod through it, whatever you got to do. In business, relationships, whatever you want to call. Yeah, I went on a run today. It's really getting into the best weather right now to live in the state of Ohio. It's springtime, low 70s, nice breeze. I mean, the grass now is not brown like somebody painted it the color of some really bad office carpet. It's now green and the trees are blooming. And so I just went for a run. And look, I'm going to compare it to when I went for a run just a month ago. I mean, literally, my face almost just froze off because of the wind blustering. It was terrible. But even today, I start out for the run. I'm thinking, this is going to be amazing. It looks beautiful outside, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to try to go for a few miles. I'm not really a long distance runner. I'm 4 miles maybe. So I start running, and after about a mile and a half, I mean, the wind, I'm running in this direction, and it's just in my face the whole time, and I'm starting to get a cramp in the left side. I'm like, what's up with that? I mean, it's not like I'm trying to break the five-minute mile. I mean, I'm running literally at like an eight-minute mile pace, which is not that fast. Those of you that are runners know that. So I'm thinking, I got to stop. I mean, this is crazy. I got everything going against me. I got a pain in my side. I got my chest thumping. I got this stupid wind. Where'd the wind come from? It's blowing in my face. And then I thought, how am I going to feel when I quit? How am I going to feel when I quit? I'm not going to feel good. I just know, because you know why? I've done it before. See, I don't want to say this the wrong way, but when you give up and you quit, that's actually not a bad thing as long as you learn from it. And here's what I mean by that. When I've gone out on a run before, and I've had this same type of feeling, I got a little pain shooting in the side. You're never going to – look, I'm going to be 47 years old in, what, less than 2 months, okay? June 29th. Actually, 2 months from today. So in 60 days, I'm going to turn 47 years old. I fully expect to have a couple of aches and pains where I didn't have aches and pains 10 years ago or 20 years ago. I get that part. But I remember on more than one occasion when I've set out for a run, a nice jog, where I got a little uncomfortable or cramped up and I just stopped. And you know what? I felt defeated. I didn't feel like I actually did anything. I didn't feel like I got a good workout in. I felt immediately, like a minute later, like I could have just run again. And I did, you know, you try to pick up the pace, but for some reason, it's not the same. Like when you start running, for example, and you stop because you think you're out of breath, or you're not really out of breath. It's just your mind telling, come on, do you want it? How bad do you want it? Do you want it? And I did not give up today. I'm proud to let you know that I ran 4 miles today, and I felt amazing when I was done, and I could have probably stopped for 10, 15 minutes and run another 4 miles at a light jog pace. Now, it was about 32 minutes, so it was an 8-minute mile. I mean, it wasn't anything really exciting, but it just felt so good. And that pain gradually subsided. It turned from a sharp pain in my side to kind of a dull pain. I got my breath back. When I was running on straightaways, I gathered my breath. When I was going uphill, I, you know, used that reservoir of strength that I gathered by not overexerting myself. And I learned how to pace myself. And I broke through it, and you'll break through that as well. Whether you're in business right now, that pain, that metaphor could be not having a whole lot of sales coming in right now. It'll go away. The wind will be at your back eventually. whether you're trying to start something. I mean, whenever you're trying to start a business or anything for the very first time, anything, I mean, it feels like the wind is always in your face, and it feels like you can quit. I mean, and if you did quit, who would blame you? Because most businesses, 9 out of 10, they fail in the first year. And the ones that actually stay in business in the next 5 years, 9 out of 10 of those fail. So who would really blame you? I mean, would anybody really know? You know who would know? You would know. And that, I think, is the ultimate accountability partner, is that individual who you see in the mirror every day. Because I know when I quit, I feel terrible. I would rather die on the while I was running. No, and I'm not saying this to be an idiot. Look, if you're in pain, stop. I'm saying, but I know my mind and I know my body, and I know that wasn't a real pain I was feeling today. It was kind of a checkup. Hey, how bad you want it, Crowley? How bad do you want this today? Do you want a good workout? I mean, it's only 30 minutes. It ain't like I'm running for 3 hours. And another thing that went through my mind is my daughter. You know, my daughter who's a fighter, who's on a ventilator. She's got this trach tube. She spent all that time in a hospital. That's the fighter, man. That's where I draw my inspiration. So wherever you draw your inspiration from, whether it's something that's happened in your past or somebody that you know, keep fighting. Use that as a source of inspiration. I mean, seriously, my daughter's on a ventilator every minute, man. This kid's fighting and fighting and fighting, and she's doing amazing. What am I going to do, give up after? Literally, I felt this pain, and the wind was in my face literally in the first 10 minutes of my run. And I'm thinking, I'm going to think about giving up in 10 minutes. Oh, my God. I would be so embarrassed, but nobody would know. Nobody would know. I could say if somebody asked me later on, hey, did you go for a run? Yeah, how was it? It was great. It was great. But I'd be lying to myself. I'd be a complete and utter phony. Don't do that to yourself. Hold yourself to a higher standard, even if other people don't hold you to that same standard. That's how you succeed in business. Because character is what? Character is the person you are when nobody else is watching. And that is a sad state. Unfortunately, you know, in a lot of businesses right now, people act differently when they're around somebody for what they can do for them, okay, versus how they act when nobody else is around. And when you're going to run a business, understand this much, okay? You need to plow through. You need to run faster when the wind is in your face. You need to go harder when you're feeling that pain, because think about this. Think about the outcome. Imagine how great you're going to feel when you have accomplished even the slightest goal. See, so many people want to be a millionaire. I want to run an online business. I want to buy 47 rental properties. Well, that's great, and you will get there. But don't forget, before you make $1 million, you have to learn how to earn $1 on the internet. You have to open up that storefront and charge somebody something and collect a dollar for that before you can earn $1 million. And here's the good news, is that to earn 7 figures with whatever your passion is, online, offline, whatever that is, once you learn how to earn a dollar, then it's just rinse and repeat. Then it's just move the decimal point, add a little bit more value. You know, I'm putting this product launch together for the 6 Days of Saturday 2.0 launch this summer. And a lot of this that I'm doing, the product that I'm creating and the sales funnel that I'm creating is what I've been doing for the last 6 or 7 years. It's different numbers that we're putting together, different products. But the system is the same. Create a great product, deliver it to an audience, find other people. We call them sneezers. Find some sneezers. What's a sneezer? That's kind of a marketing term. Well, what happens when you catch a cold, right? Somebody sneezes and they don't cover their mouth, they catch a cold, right? And what you want is you want people in your marketplace to catch what you got. So you need a few sneezers out there. You need people who will talk about you, talk about your product, talk about your great service and everything you can do. Those are the sneezers, man. Go find yourself 4 or 5 of those, and they'll help get your message out. I mean, look, man, you can talk about how great you are and you can talk about how great your product is. Somebody else, let someone else toot your horn for you, and the sound will travel twice as far. That's a great marketing tactic right there. And you don't need a lot of them. You just need some influential people, some sneezers in your inner circle who can get out there and get the message out. But before you even do any of that, earn a dollar and celebrate that. Man, so many people don't celebrate small wins. Are you kidding me? I'm always celebrating. I'm celebrating a $4 sale as much as I celebrate a $4,000 sale, because there was a point in time I didn't even know. I mean, I couldn't point and click. I couldn't attach anything to an email. I didn't know anything about the internet at all. I told you the story a time and again on my podcast. I would get in the office early at 4 in the morning, 4:30 in the morning, and just start printing stuff off and putting it in a three-ring binder in my cubicle, and I would just read it during lunch while I ate a brown bag sandwich in my cubicle. I mean, that's how I taught myself originally how to market online. And so I don't ever take anything for granted. I go, oh, I sold a $25. But hey, let me tell you something. When you can work from home and you can put a product together and earn $25 for the point and a click, give it to me all day, every day. So celebrate the small wins, man. And just understand that wind now. We went from celebrating the small wins to talking about the wind being in your face. It's going to happen. You're going to feel those sharp pains. But let me tell you, please, 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 please keep going. Because the person that you need to become along the way is going to earn you so much income down the road. And that feeling when you've hit the finish line and you can finally take a deep breath and a big glass of water and say, yes, I did it. I did it. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.